the great Chinese dragon, which is the greatest dragon in all the world, and which once upon a time was towed across the Pacific by a crew of coolies rowing in an open boat, was the first real live dragon ever actually to reach these shores. And the great Chinese dragon passing through the Golden Gate, sprouting streams
and
of water.
Thus,
like
the great Chinese dragon, which is the greatest dragon in all the world, now can only be seen creeping out of an Adler Alley cellar like a worm out of a hole sometime during the second week in February every year, when it sorties out of hibernation in its Chinese storeroom, pushed from behind by a band of 43 Chinese electricians and technicians who stuff its peristaltic accordion body up through a sidewalk delivery entrance. And first, the swaying snout appears, and then the eyes at ground level, feeling along the curb, and then the head itself, casting about and swaying and heaving finally up to the corner of Grant Avenue itself, where a huge paper sign proclaims the world's largest Chinatown. And the great Chinese dragon's jaws, wired permanently agape as if by a demented dentist, to display the cadmium teeth as the hungry head heaves out into Grant Avenue, right under the sign, and raising itself with a great snort of fire, suddenly proclaims the official firecracker start of the Chinese New Year. And he represents the force and mystery of life. And his head sways in the sky between the balconies as he comes, followed by six Chinese Boy Scouts wearing keds and carrying strings of batteries that light up the dragon like a nighttime freeway. And then the great Chinese dragon starts silently shrinking and shriveling up and drawing back and back and back to its first cave, and the soft silk skin wrinkles up and shrinks on its sprung bamboo bones, and the handsome, dejected head hangs down like a defeated prize fighter's, and so is stuffed down again at last into its private place, and the cellar sidewalk doors press down again over the great wilted head, with one small hole of an eye blinking still through the gratings of the metal doors, as the great Chinese dragon gives one last convulsive earthquake shake and rolls over dead dog to wait another white year for the final coming and the final sowing of his oats and teeth.